The podcast you're about to listen is brought to you by Pastime Agency, empowering businesses with intelligent automation, transforming workflows with AI-driven solutions. Before you listen to the podcast, it is important to note that the analysis presented is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The data and recommendations provided are based on market analysis, but should not be the sole basis for investment decisions. Investing in the financial markets carries significant risks, including potential loss of principal investment, market volatility and pricing fluctuations, economic, political, and currency risks, liquidity risks, tracking error risks for index funds. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Always conduct your own research and consult with qualified financial advisors before making investment decisions. The numerical data provided represents analytical estimates and may not reflect actual real-time market conditions.
Welcome to the Money Mosaic for Monday, February 10th, 2025. Today, we're diving into some key economic events and their implications on the financial markets.
That's right, let's start with the U.S. manufacturing PMI. The S&P Global U.S. manufacturing PMI for January was revised up to 50.2, surpassing the preliminary estimate of 50.1 and improving from 49.4 in December. This indicates a modest recovery in the manufacturing sector, with new business inflows rising for the first time since June 2024 and production expanding for the first time in 6 months.
Additionally, employment levels increased for the third consecutive month, and business optimism surged to a 34-month high. However, input costs rose sharply, and selling prices recorded their fastest increase since March 2024.
Moving on to other key economic indicators, Japan's nominal wages increased by 4.8% in December, the fastest pace in nearly three decades, which could lead to further policy tightening by the Bank of Japan.
In the U.S., the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, JOLTS, showed a decrease in job openings to 7.6 million in December, missing estimates and indicating a slowdown in the U.S. job market. This data could influence the Federal Reserve's policy decisions.
Central bank decisions are also in the spotlight. The Bank of Japan is expected to continue raising interest rates due to strong wage growth and economic indicators supporting the Japanese yen. Conversely, the Federal Reserve is anticipated to maintain an easing bias following the recent job market data, which is weighing on the U.S. dollar.
Geopolitical tensions, particularly between the U.S. and China, continue to impact market sentiment, favoring safe haven currencies like the Japanese yen.
Let's take a look at some of the technical market analyses. The EURUSD is stuck near the 1.40 handle, with moderate volatility and a sideways trend. The GBPUSD has tested below key averages following the Bank of England's rate cut, showing a bearish bias.
The USD JPY dropped to a nearly two-month low due to divergent BOJ Fed expectations, with a bearish short-term trend but overall strong momentum indicated by the ADX.
Finally, in terms of trading recommendations, for the EURUSD, a long position could be considered at 1.0350 with a take profit at 1.450, while a short position might be entered at 1.445 with a take profit at 1.0350.
For the USD/JPY, a short position is recommended due to BOJ rate hike expectations, with an entry at 155.70 and a take profit at 154.30.
As we wrap up the current Forex segment, remember to stay tuned for our upcoming portfolio update, where we will delve into more detailed investment strategies and market insights.
Thanks for listening to the Money Mosaic. We'll be back with more financial analysis and market updates after this break.
Welcome to the portfolio update segment of the Money Mosaic. Today, we're diving into a detailed analysis of an ETF portfolio, considering current market conditions, individual ETF performance, and overall portfolio composition.
That's right. Let's start with the market overview. As of February 10th, 2025, global markets are being influenced by a mix of economic indicators, geopolitical events, and monetary policy decisions. the ongoing economic recovery, inflation rates, and central bank actions are key factors shaping market conditions.
Breaking it down regionally, Europe is impacted by economic recovery, Brexit aftermath, and regional geopolitical tensions. The U.S. market is influenced by the Federal Reserve's monetary policy, economic growth, and geopolitical events. Japan's market is affected by its economic stimulus packages, demographic challenges, and global trade dynamics.
Additionally, sector trends are significant. The energy sector is volatile due to geopolitical and environmental factors, while technology and healthcare sectors are generally strong, driven by innovation and demand. Dividend yields are also attractive in the current low interest rate environment.
Moving on to individual ETF analysis, let's look at the iShares Core FTSE 100 UCITS ETF. This ETF has significant holdings in companies like AstraZeneca, Shell, and HSBC. Its performance is tied to the UK market, and it's essential to monitor its support and resistance levels based on historical price data.
The iShares S&P 500 Swap UCITS ETF, i500, tracks the S&P 500 index, giving exposure to top U.S. companies like Apple, Microsoft, and Alphabet. This ETF is a cornerstone for U.S. market exposure and should be monitored similarly for support and resistance levels.
For sector-specific exposure, the iShares MSCI Europe Energy Sector UCITS ETF, ESIE, is volatile but can be attractive for those looking to capitalize on energy trends. It has top holdings in companies like Royal Dutch Shell and Total Energies.
The HSBC Japan Sustainable Equity UCITS ETF, HSJP, provides exposure to Japan's market, with holdings in Toyota, Honda, and other major Japanese companies. This ETF is subject to Japan's economic and demographic challenges.
Lastly, the Vanguard FTSE All-World High Dividend Yield UCITS ETF, VHYL, is a good option for income-focused investors, with holdings in high dividend-yielding companies like Royal Dutch Shell and AT&T.
In terms of portfolio composition, we have significant geographic exposure to the UK, US, Europe, and Japan. Sector-wise, there is a substantial allocation to energy, technology, healthcare, and financials.
For position sizing, it's crucial to ensure balanced allocation to minimize sector and geographic risks. For example, allocating 20-30% to ISF, 20-30% to 500, and smaller percentages to ESIE, HSJP, and VHYL.
Technical and fundamental analyses are key for identifying entry and exit points. Regular rebalancing, either quarterly or semi-annually, is necessary to maintain the desired asset allocation.
Risk management strategies include diversification across different geographies and sectors, hedging using options or derivatives, implementing stop-loss orders, and utilizing quantitative methods like risk parity and strategic asset allocation.
Finally, when calculating the weighted expense ratio, it's essential to consider the expense ratios of each ETF and their respective weights in the portfolio. This will help in understanding the overall cost efficiency of the portfolio.
Thank you for tuning in to this detailed ETF portfolio analysis. Remember to join us this evening for our Forex analysis, and again tomorrow morning for another portfolio update.
And don't forget to subscribe to the Money Mosaic for more insightful discussions on investing and market trends. See you soon.